This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فهذه ليلة الجمعة ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الإكثار من الصلاة على سيدي ومولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ومن كل عمل صالح. It's the night of Jumu'ah. It's a blessed night in the Allah of Barakah, and this night in the Sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in every good deed. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند حسن عن أنس قال. The hadith tonight, collection of Imam Ahmad with a reasonable chain of narration related to us by Anas, and the theme is the significance of dhikr, and I'm going to continue with this for a few more sessions, inshallah, and then move on to a new topic altogether. This is a really beautiful hadith. It's just a very heartwarming one. And this is what Sayyidina Anas tells us. It's a little bit of a story. قَالَ جَاءَ أَعْرَابِيٌّ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عَلِّمْنِي خَيْرًا. That in Arabi, a Bedouin man, came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, O Prophet of Allah, teach me something that is khair. Teach me khair. Teach me something good. Now, the phrase itself tells you a lot about this person's level of education and maybe even comprehension. Because what would the Prophet ﷺ teach aside from khair? When did he ever teach anything else? So what he's asking for is extremely simplistic. And it just so the Prophet ﷺ immediately noticed this. Like the wording of this man, عَلِّمْنِي خَيْرًا, it's a very generic term. It almost, has no, there's really no meat to it, and there's really no use, there's no reason for him to use the phrase the way he did, and it just immediately, it tells you something about this person's kind of level of understanding things. So the Prophet, and I love this hadith, because the Prophet, he speaks to people based on how, he's not interested in being the smartest person in the room, if that makes sense. If anyone understands what that kind of, he's not interested in showing off his intellectual abilities. He doesn't want to make the person who's listening to him or learning from him feel a huge gap between even though alayhi salatu wasalam is, but he made sure that was never the case, which is why people loved him. Alayhi salatu wasalam was not interested in that showing off piece, which a lot of us sometimes will fall into that trap. فَعَلِّمْنِي خَيْرًا قَالَ فَتَبَسَّمَ النَّبِيُّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. He smiled. فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِهِ. He took his hand like this. فَقَالَ قُلْ. His hand was open. قال قل سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. Like this. قال فعقد الأعرابي على يده أربعا ثم مضى. So the Arabi walked away like this, holding the four in his hands, walking away. قال ثم توقف فالتفت فعاد. And then the Arabi walking away, he stopped, he turned around, and he walked back. قال فتبسم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام smiled. فقال تفكر البائس. So this is a really interesting phrase in the hadith. البائس, in English we use terms sometimes, and we don't mean them in a derogatory manner, but we mean them in a form of joking. So البائس is someone who's miserable, right? So he didn't mean that this man was miserable, but it was just it's like a scoundrel, if you say something like that. تفكر البائس means the scoundrel thought of something. He has another question, he's coming back. So he meant it in a joking manner, alayhi salam. Some of the Sahaba joked, they laughed. So he came back, radiallahu anhu, the Arabi, his hand is still like this. فقال يا رسول الله سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر هذه لله. All of these things, I exalt. We Subhanallah is, of course, I can't even begin to explain this in Arabic, but it's the form of exalting God, and the linguistics here are extremely interesting, but it's not for this halaqa or for this khatira. We praise Allah. There is no God and deity but Allah. Allah is the greatest. These are all for God. What's for me? Like, what's in it for me? There's nothing in this for me. فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ هَاتِ يَدَكَ. So he took his other hand, عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. فَقَالَ إِذَا قُلْتَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ قال الله صدقت وإذا قلت الحمد لله قال الله صدقت وإذا قلت لا إله إلا الله قال الله صدقت وإذا قلت الله أكبر قال الله صدقت. When you say these things, you say Subhanallah, Allah says that is the truth. You say La ilaha illallah, that is the truth. When each of these four, you say them, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala responds to you and says, yes, that is the truth. قال وإذا قلت اللهم اغفر لي قال الله فعلت. And you say, oh Allah, forgive me. Allah says, yes, I have done that. I will do it. وَذَا قُلْتَ اللَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْنِي قَالَ اللَّهُ فَعَلْتَ. And if you say, oh Allah, show your compassion to me, smother me with your empathy, He will say, I have done that. وَذَا قُلْتَ اللَّهُمَّ ارْزُقْنِي oh Allah, provide for me, قَالَ اللَّهُ فَعَلْتَ. قَالَ فَعَقَدَ الْأَعْرَابِيُّ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ سَبْعَى ثُمَّ انصَرَفَ. The Arabi walked away with seven points on his hands, with four in one and three in the other. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام مضى بالخير. He wanted خير, he walked away right now with خير. The simplicity of what he just taught him, عليه الصلاة والسلام. Didn't need the fancy, flashy concepts, the deep philosophical quotes and the twists to every explain. No. Just it's very simple. You want khair? Say Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And they say Allahumma ghafirli, Allahumma arhamni, Allahumma arzuqni. And you've walked away with all of the khair that exists in this world. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. Islam is not designed to be complicated. It never was supposed to be. It's not supposed to be complicated. It's actually quite simple. We complicate it with our lack of understanding. We complicate it with our lack of adherence, with our lack of compliance, with our lack of sincerity in what we say and what we do. A simple Arabi walked away with 7 points. Yeah. He walked away with all of the riches in the world. And he stuck to it, then he's better off than anyone else who ever lived. And I find his, I just find the Prophet alayhi salam's humbleness and humility and closeness to the people to be something that we lack. We lack a little bit of this. We lack a little bit of that ease, that humility, that closeness. And we tend to overcomplicate things that are not designed to be such. So it's simpler than we think. Inshallah, after this khatir, is Dr. Jabran here? Is he giving it? So inshallah, he'll be giving, Jazallah khair. Sorry, I was waiting to see you. So he's going to be giving a lecture. Please stick around and listen to it. We're blessed with his presence. May Allah bless him, inshallah, for doing this for us. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند حسن عن أنس قال جاء عربي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فقال يا رسول الله علمني خيرا فأخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بيده فعقد على أصابعه فقال قل سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر فعقد الأعرابي على يده ثم انصرف فوقف فالتفت فعاد فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام بعدما تبسم تفكر البائس فقال الأعرابي يا رسول الله سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر هذه لله فما لي فقال إذا قلت سبحان الله قال الله صدقت وإذا قلت الحمد لله قال الله صدقت وإذا قلت لا إله إلا الله قال الله صدقت وإذا قلت الله أكبر قال الله صدقت ثم عقد على يده الأخرى فقال وإذا قلت اللهم اغفر لي قال الله فعلت وإذا قلت اللهم ارحمني قال الله فعلت وإذا قلت اللهم ارزقني قال الله فعلت فعقد الأعرابي على يديه سبعة ثم انصرف صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.